spite of all that's been going on, we yet have something to give God praise about. Amen. And so never think that it's all bad. There is yet something good going on in the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen, saints. Let's get started. Father, we thank you, and we bless you, Lord God. We say thank you for another opportunity to bring forth your word. Right now, Father, we pray that you would just have your way. Just settle us each down in our individual homes, oh God. Let us stand at the gate to hear what it is that you have to say to your people. Yes, we say, oh, come, let us adore you, because you alone, Father, are worthy of our praise. God, a fresh anointing, oh God. Touch, oh God, as only you can do. We thank you now. In Jesus' name, let the saints of God say amen. Amen and amen. I know I'm still hearing something, folks, but what's happening is that we're all muted, but we're still getting some feedback. So I'm not quite sure, but we just gonna pray that it's not too bad and that everyone will be able to hear what we've got to say. All right, Christmas. We've said it in the past, but you know what? I think this year, many of us have said or have felt that Christmas just won't be the same this year. So much has happened since last Christmas until this time right now. Even if you just start to go back in your mind and say, where were you in January, February, March, that there's been some things that have hit us. But what I do say is I've got to respectfully disagree. Yes, I've even had to correct myself, and I'm thankful to the Spirit of God. Our celebration of Christmas might be different. No, we won't have the parties. No, no contact shopping. No, they're telling us don't do the family dinners. Some of our favorite shopping places are closed or maybe even gone. But one thing I want to say to you today, nothing about Jesus has changed. Amen? So our celebration may be different, but now, and perhaps for the first time in a very long time, we will actually celebrate the true reason for the season, Jesus Christ. It's amazing what it has taken to get our attention back to God. And we're not all the way there yet, folks. This season of Advent, and I know because we don't have our program, normally I would have done a little something with Advent, but Advent represents the coming or the arrival of Christ, and usually that gets lost in the busyness of our Christmas season. Advent is supposed to be a time of preparation for the arrival, the celebration of Christ's birth. However, if the truth be told, I'm going to try one more thing. I'm sorry, because I'm getting it a lot. All right, here we go. Now I have to unmute myself. I'm good. Everyone can hear me? All right. Okay. So now, if the truth be told, yes, it's been a time of preparation, but more so for holiday cheer, giving of gifts, gala celebration, with very little emphasis on Jesus. If we were honest and we were to take a look at our to-be-done list, we would rarely find an entry for make space for Jesus. In fact, we have a tendency to fit him into our schedule as opposed to fitting our schedule around keeping him first and foremost. However, that's all changed this year, hasn't it? Our secular activities have been significantly curtailed. And once again, our hope and our prayer is that Jesus will take center stage, that he will be our focus. What am I going to talk to you about today? I'm going to talk to you about Jesus is mine. In fact, let me just swing that around a little bit. Special delivery. Jesus is mine. 2 Corinthians in the 9th chapter, the 15th verse says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Another version says, thanks be to God for his gift that is too wonderful for words. Amen. Another describes it as indescribable, and the Amplified says, thanks be to God for his gift, precious beyond telling. Yes, the gift that I'm referring to, that the word is referring to, is Jesus himself, the author and the finisher of our faith. The sender is God himself. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's the gift, that whosoever believeth believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you don't know it, that's John 3:16. Everlasting means forever. Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving. Jesus, his gift, his promises are forever. They are not temporary. The only begotten of the Father came wrapped up in his love, a treasured care package by special delivery because the contents were unique and invaluable. The only begotten Son of the Father. None like him, never will there ever be another. But watch this. The delivery was announced even before he left heaven. Isaiah 9:6 says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And even upon his arrival, the angel declared to the shepherds, he said, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of good joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Amen. Yes, special delivery with your name on it. The gift, the unique gift, which has or has to be accepted by each person. We're talking about the gift of salvation found only in Jesus Christ. We must remember that salvation is personal. You must personally receive and sign for this package sent straight from the throne room of heaven. I hope you're seeing where I'm going. It's a special gift, but it was also a multi-package deal that only required a one-time delivery, even though it was capable of so much more than when it was first opened. Of course, as the name recipient, we've got the choice as to whether or not we want to accept or reject the special delivery offer of salvation. But if you fail to respond to the notice, our Heavenly Father continues to send it out for re-delivery, not like FedEx or UPS, who often have a cutoff time limit. If you don't tell them you want it, they're going to send it back to the sender. But it makes me think of that scripture in 2 Peter that says, where God is not slack concerning his promise, but is long-suffering, meaning that when we don't do what he wants, when we don't say yes to what he's offered, he does it and offers it to us over and over again, because it is not his desire that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen? And then, once you receive God's invitation package to new life, and I'm sure God showed me this because I heard Sister Diane mentioned about the mail and package and all of those things. But we've got to realize that this is what God did. He sent a package to us straight from heaven in the person of Jesus Christ. But you have to understand, in order to open this package, faith is required. And then once you get it open, there's some instructions that the giver of the gift has given us so that we can make full use of our salvation. It's not enough just to receive the gift. You've got to use it. You've got to put it into action. Saints, we are in the Advent season, okay? That means that we are awaiting his arrival. You could even say Jesus is coming. For many of us, Thanksgiving marks the beginning of the Christmas season, but we need to take a look at the Christian calendar, and the Sunday after Thanksgiving marks the beginning of the Advent season. Yes, it does, and each of the four Sundays before Christmas are denoted as Sundays of Advent. And so, when Jesus arrived, he came bearing gifts. Gifts that could not be seen with your natural eye. For today, we're just going to focus on those four themes of the Sundays in Advent: hope, peace, joy, and love. And really, we're going to look at the first three because the fourth is dedicated to the most important gift of all, the gift of love. Not only did Jesus bring love, but he came wrapped up in it, insulated and infused with a constant supply for those who would receive it. He was a demonstration of love. We say agape love, unconditional love. That is we received on Christmas from him. He was a gift that came with a mission, and that mission was you, and that mission was me. Salvation to anyone that would respond to the special delivery invitation from the Father. I'm here to tell you today, saints, we don't need a tree. We don't need fancy gifts, not even an office party or the light to celebrate Christmas. All we need is Jesus. And if we have received him, if we've received that God's gift of salvation, if we have said yes, then it is Christmas, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the day or the hour, because we can say, Jesus is mine. Can you say that today? Can you say, Jesus is mine? You've got to say it, but you also have to know it. Lip service is not going to do. God knows who's fake and who's real. He knows who's written their name on the receipt. He knows who has signed up, changed their heart. We've got to know for sure that we belong to Jesus and he belongs to us. Amen? So now, let's go. The gifts of Advent are totally different from how the world defines these precious promises bestowed to us, to those who have said yes to God's unspeakable gift. Well, let's go. You might consider this a little advertisement, but it is the truth. On our morning prayer and meditation call, we have been on an Advent adventure. Our focus the first week was on biblical hope. Oh, we said hope, confident expectation that our future will be better than our present. That means that your future is going to be better than what you can see. Amen? And our hashtag for that week was Jesus is our strength for today and our hope for tomorrow. We've been holding on, saints, holding on, getting ready for Christmas. Week two was biblical peace, the peace of God, which surpasses human understanding. Oh, we said Jesus gives us strength and blesses us with his peace. Like hope, our peace is not dependent on the fluctuating circumstances of people, places, presidents, anything you want to imagine. No. That doesn't affect our peace. Our peace comes from God. Shalom. Peace, okay? And so that we can have the calmness of God in our lives, even when everything else is going crazy. Peace may not mean the absence of war, the absence of conflict. Our peace is based upon who God is. Jesus said, my peace I give to you, not like the world gives. So, saints, when we start talking about Advent and we start talking about what God has given us, don't look to what man is looking at. Look to what you can't see with your natural eye. Set your mind on things above and know that it's because of God that you can have peace even in the midst of the storm. And then this week, we're coming down to joy, rejoicing in the midst of our circumstances because the joy of the Lord is our strength. If we had to look at the final scripture that you would have, we've got the unspeakable gift. We've got John 3:16, and now we're going to look at Romans 15:13. And some of you know it. Now may the God of hope, oh, I would say the God of hope, he's the God of our salvation. It is him who sent his only begotten son. May that God, come on, y'all, may he fill you, me, all of us with joy and peace as you trust in him, his peace, his joy, as we believe that God is God and there's none like him. So that, all right, we believe so that we may overflow with the hope of the, by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's Christmas year round. That's not limited to December 21st, December 25th, or whenever you want to celebrate it. God is the source of our hope, our peace, and our joy. Look, you can't buy it. You can't manufacture it. You know, people are jumping off of roofs because of money problems. But let me help you. If you have the peace of God, his peace will keep you even in the middle of the crazy. But here's another thing that gets me excited. God gives it, and no man can take it away. That's a praise right there, saints. Because when God gives it to you, it's yours. That's part of your salvation gift. That's your inheritance. The choir used to sing a song. It's your inheritance. Get your inheritance. Open up the gift. Go in and see what God has provided for you. Don't sit it on a shelf to get dust. Come on, y'all. Let's step out and launch out into the deep. The promises of God are based upon who he is and his faithfulness to do just what he said. Well, what's he? Why do we need this? Why is this so important? We need our hope, and we need to be anchored in the Lord. If you don't see things as getting any better, then you slip into hopelessness and you start doing things you have no business doing. We need the joy of the Lord. Nehemiah said the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we need the peace of God to keep us on our journey home. And it's available to you at all times, in every way, and in every single circumstance. Now, that's Christmas, y'all. Jesus is mine. Amen. It's yesterday, today, and forevermore. That's what the Bible says. Jesus the same. He doesn't change. No, your celebration might be different, but nothing about Jesus has changed. He is still the same. And that's why we've got to hold on. That's why I want you to be encouraged. That's why we've got to celebrate Christmas this year just as much as if it was any other year. Because this year, it's even more important. This year, we've got to cling to that which is good. And understand, there's even a scripture to back up that no man can take it away. In John 16:22, it's all about the word, y'all. He said, "And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you." Come on, y'all. He said, no man. So if you are not joyful, if you crabby, if you always mean, nasty, and ugly, you've given away something that God has given to you. God has given us his joy. He said, no, his joy. And he said, no man can take it. So if, oh, y'all know the song, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away, hold on, cling to your peace, your joy. Remember, God is love and God is light. Jesus is the light of the world. I attributed that song to somebody else, but it's Percy who say about walking the light, the beautiful light. Is that him? I think I got the right song. Y'all will tag me and let me know if I do. But there is one song he sang about light. And listen, Jesus alone is our way out of darkness, of this world of sin. That's why he had to come. That's why we needed Advent, because we were unable to do it on our own. You've got to understand that this birth of Christmas was absolutely necessary to us getting back into fellowship with God. That alone is enough to rejoice. That alone is enough to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, that hell is not my home. Amen. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. His birth, his advent was our breakthrough out of darkness. See, we couldn't see. There was no light. But then here comes Jesus. Amen. He broke through the darkness. He put us into his marvelous light. He made a way out of no way. Glory to God. He made a way to show us the way to eternal life, to living the abundant life. That's why we have to celebrate Christmas. That's why we've got to make sure that Jesus has first place in our heart. Jesus has done his part, and we now have to do ours. We got to open the gift. Amen. Don't put it on the shelf to gather dust. I know I said that before, but don't put it on the shelf and expect to see the greatness of God. He is the giver, but now what happens in your life depends on what you do with the gift. It takes faith to open that gift. You must believe. If you don't believe, you will not experience the fullness of his hope, his peace, his joy. If you're worrying all the time, you better go back and check and see, what did you do with your gift of salvation? Are you growing? Are you studying? Are you worshiping? Are you being in fellowship? See, all things work together for the good, but we've got to do our part in the don't have an iPhone. I've got a Galaxy, right? But we pay all this money for these phones, right? We have it. It's there. But how many of you would say that you know that you are not using your phone to maximum capacity? Amen. There's so many things that these phones can do. And although we've paid the money for them, we have not sat down to learn how to practice, how to move in it so that we could get the full benefit of it. I thought of it. I don't know. Tony will tell me if I got it right or wrong. But, you know, why would you let somebody give you a Ferrari or maybe the fastest moving car in the world, and then all you do is drive at 25 miles per hour and move it from one side of the street to the other? It's a waste of a gift. Or even more so, what happens if somebody puts $25,000 into your bank account and you're in need, but you don't go and take the money out? You just let it sit there and get some interest. I'm telling you, you've got to make full use of what God has given, and he has blessed each and every one of us, all right? So access is important, but it's not just about Jesus having come. Listen, we look back. I'm sorry, here comes the, I'm sure y'all hear the fire engine. We have to look back, yes, because that's already happened. Remember, hope is a future thing. You don't hope for what you see. You hope for what you're looking to come, and you're believing God that it's going to be better. So now there was a first advent. That was his birth. But a second advent is coming. And so now we are looking forward with great anticipation to what is yet to come, to Jesus' return. He's coming to take us unto himself. We don't have to worry. We don't have to fret. We don't have to be depressed. We don't have to lose our hair. We don't have to get ugly, nasty, spotting, planning, and scheming. Our Heavenly Father is an on-time, all-powerful, all-knowing, and ever-present God. He has given us the most dearest and precious part of himself. And no matter what happens on this side of heaven, no matter what happens, I need you to get that and understand that what Christmas did, Christmas came, and now we have the light of Christ, our unspeakable gift, resident within us. Even in the darkness of life, even in your dark circumstances, even when things are not going right, the hope of glory is in you. God's joy is in you. His peace is in you. His love is in you. Jesus is the cornerstone of our faith. We've got to stand faithful, unmovable, upon the rock of our salvation. The joy of the Lord, let it be your strength. Strength like no other. The Holy Ghost is our enabler. He's our equipper. The Bible says in Psalm 29 and 11, he gives us strength and blesses us with his peace. That peace that surpasses all understanding. He is our strength for today and our hope for tomorrow. Are you with me yet? That's Christmas, y'all. That is Christmas. I've got hope because Jesus is mine. I've got peace because Jesus is mine. I've got joy because Jesus is mine. I've got love because Jesus is mine. I can rejoice in the midst of my troubles, my trials, and my tribulations. Why? Because Jesus is mine. If you've got Jesus, you've got Christmas, and everything God sent special delivery directly to the door of your heart. You know what the Bible says in Revelation. It says that he stands at the door and he knocks. And if we open the door, he will come in and sup with us. So you see, God sent it straight to you. He didn't make no mistakes. It's not a missed delivery. You've got to do it. Open up the door and let Jesus come in and sup and dine and fellowship and show you marvelous things that you never could imagine. Yes, say it with confidence. Jesus is mine. Pandemic, wave one, wave two, wave three, whatever. No match for my Trinitarian God. Y'all better get that. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. On this third Sunday of Advent, this third Sunday when we're, or is this the second? It's the second Sunday of December, but the third Sunday of Advent, okay? where we are celebrating the joy of the Lord. Listen, you can rejoice even if you don't get a gift. You can rejoice even if you don't get a treat. Even if no one calls you on the phone and you're home all by yourself, alone in the natural sense, you can rejoice and be exceedingly glad and have your own Holy Ghost Christmas party and rejoice in the God of your salvation, who sent his unspeakable gift, special delivery. Get that special delivery with your name on it, the gift of Christmas. Jesus the Christ, the unspeakable gift of God the Father that keeps on giving and reminds us to celebrate the real reason for the season. Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon returning King. Oh, there it is. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the King. Let Jesus be Christmas in your life 365 days a year. There is nobody greater than our God. Nobody can do what Jesus did. And so if you were to sing, but I'm not going to, you'll see even how this song goes along with this message. It says, this joy I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. This peace that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. Amen, Sister Charlotte. That's right. This love that I have, this hope that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Say, Christmas is for you, and Christmas is for me. Special delivery recipients of the most special gift, the gift that keeps on giving. You will never receive another gift like the gift of salvation that became ours through Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Amen.